Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down. welcome to Discovery Land and Quest Online. My name is Kayla.
And I'm Skylar. And today, as I tell you the part of the Big God story, I will ask you to respond by using facial expressions or body language. So if I were to say Abraham was excited, how would you use your facial expressions or body language to show me you're excited?
That was awesome.
Or let's say, you know, if I were to say that Jacob hid in a tent, how would you show me that you were hiding? Good job. This is going to go well. So throughout today's story, I will ask you to respond to certain words at the same time we just did for our two examples here, okay? Everyone got that? You think you can follow with us? I think they can.
Yeah.
So Jacob was a grandson of Abraham, and God promised to bless the whole world through their family. But Jacob was also a trickster. Mm-hmm. His older brother Esau foolishly gave Jacob his birthright, and Jacob deceived their father Isaac, so he received God's blessing instead of his older brother. This made Esau jealous and very angry. Can you show me what it looks like to be jealous or angry?
Good job. Esau would have killed his brother Jacob if Jacob hadn't escaped and lived in hiding for many years. Now, can you show me what you would do if you were hiding? Right, yeah, no one can see you, right? So for two whole decades, 20 years, God was with Jacob, even in a foreign land where he didn't normally live, and he lived with his uncle. Jacob, he got married, he had lots of kids, and so God's chosen family grew even larger. Jacob was a shepherd for flocks.
Can you show me how you would watch over a flock of sheep?
You gotta look out for them.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So whatever Jacob did, God blessed and multiplied. This made Jacob very happy, as I'm sure you could guess. Can you show me what it looks like to be happy? Awesome. Okay, so finally the time came for Jacob's family to return to the land God promised them. Jacob knew that he would have to face his brother Esau, but all he could do was pray that God would protect him.
Now, can you show me how you would pray and ask God to protect you? Yeah, absolutely. So Jacob knew that he had wronged his brother. He had done something wrong. And he had no doubt that Esau was probably still pretty angry with him, even after 20 years. So as Jacob's large clan, his family traveled together, Jacob sent a messenger ahead of them to talk to his brother Esau. And this messenger reported that Esau was going to come out and meet them. And Esau was bringing 400 men with him.
Wow.
And Jacob feared that Esau was bringing these men to attack and kill all of them.
Oh my, can you show me what it looks like to be afraid? So then Esau would have his revenge. So Jacob prayed that God would be faithful and protect him. And he sent his gifts to, So Jacob prayed that God would be faithful and protect him, and he sent gifts to his brother. Jacob was very wealthy, so he had goats and sheep and camels and cows and donkeys to give. He thought, if Esau is angry with me, maybe all these gifts will calm him down.
Now, can you show me what it like to be calm? Just deep breath, maybe. Yeah. So Jacob put his family on the other side of the river to keep them safe, and at night, while Jacob was alone with his thoughts and his fears, an angel who looked like a man came and wrestled with him. Jacob was surprised to see this stranger. Can you show me what it looks like to be surprised? Like, what?
He didn't know who the stranger was, but he held the angel tightly and said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." So the angel blessed Jacob and said, "No longer will your name be Jacob, but your name is now Israel. You have fought with God and with men and have prevailed." Jacob understood that God was watching over him. When the dawn came, Jacob gathered his family and watched as Esau approached with 400 men who could attack at any moment. Jacob was still afraid. Can you show me another afraid face?
But because Jacob was afraid, he arranged his family into different groups and protect the women and protect the children. And he went to the front to face his brother Esau. And when Esau approached, Jacob bowed down to show respect to his older brother. But instead of harming Jacob, Esau, he hugged him and he kissed him, and they were both so happy to see one another that they cried. Can you show me again what it looks like to be really happy?
So Jacob introduced his family. He said to Esau, "Now that I see you, it's as if I have seen the face of God. Accept my gifts." Esau wanted Jacob to travel with him, but Jacob returned to the land that was promised to the family of Abraham. He set up his tents and built an altar for the worship of God. Can you show me how to build a tent or an altar?
Oh, can we make it?
Oh, sure.
Jacob would never forget his experiences. He could only say that God had been with him and protected him all of this way. Okay, now this one is a little harder because you'll need to show me how you would feel, okay? Can you show me how you feel knowing that God is protecting you?
The amazing thing about Jacob's life is that Jacob did not do everything right. He cheated his brother and lied to his father. God could have said, "I changed my mind and you will not be the family I used to bless the world." But God did not break his promise. God was with Jacob and protected him from harm. And God did use Jacob's family to bring blessings to the whole world. One day, Jesus, the Savior, would be born from this very family. Even though humans make mistakes and do not keep their promises, God is faithful always.
Before we go into our respond time for today, let's pray. Thank you, God, for revealing your faithfulness in the life of Jacob. And thank you for loving me and caring about me, just like you watched over Jacob and his family. Thank you for your promises, and I invite you to mark my life with your faithfulness, just as you did for Jacob. Please show me how you see me and you call me. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, I want you to take some time to listen to God. What name does God call you? What does he see when he looks at you?
Okay, I also want you to listen to these words. You are beloved. You are precious. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my little one, and you are worthy. Does another name maybe come to mind? What do you think God loves about you?
Take some time and think about that today. Today we saw how God was faithful to Jacob and he kept his promises. And the same God that was faithful to Jacob is also faithful to us.
Okay, so God blessed and protected Jacob throughout his life. He met with him, marked him, and gave him a new name. If you guys could hold out your hands for the blessing, may you always hear God's voice calling you by name too. Remember that no matter what, he is with you. As you walk with him, may you always remember that God is faithful.